joining us this evening. Before I present the president, I would like to thank the people who made this glorious evening possible. My wife, Tipper, who has campaigned from one end of the country and back again with flair and passion. My four children, Corinna, Kristen, Sarah, and Albert, who have filled our lives with love and our hearts with pride. I would like to thank my parents who have set a standard of excellence and integrity in public service that has always inspired me. My brother-in-law, Frank Hunger, a wise and trusted friend. On behalf of the president and myself, I'd like to thank Peter Knight, the best campaign manager ever, and a campaign staff that worked harder and more effectively than any in history. And on a personal note, I would like to thank the people of my home state of Tennessee for giving us a victory this evening. And may I say, on behalf of Tipper and myself, to a very dear friend, and on behalf of millions of families in villages throughout our land, a very special thank you to a woman who has faced extraordinary pressures with grace, dignity, and an unbreakable commitment to serving our nation, America's First Lady, Hillary Rodham Clinton. A few blocks from here, in the summer of 1992, then Governor Bill Clinton asked me to be his running mate. It has been my great privilege to work by his side these past 4 years, and I want you to know I have gotten to know him as very few others have. I have seen him lift and carry burdens of unimaginable weight, day after day after day. I've heard him ask over and over again, "What is right for the American people?" I've seen him stand hour upon hour, comforting American families who have lost loved ones in natural disasters, wretched acts of terror, and in service to our country. I've seen him go on.
You're watching CBS News live coverage of election night. Vice President Gore speaking from the old State House in Arkansas.
However towering the obstacles, however long the odds, that takes strength, that takes vision, that takes leadership. That takes character. The Bible says, by their fruits ye shall know them. On this night 4 years ago, on this very spot, I said we felt good having won an election, but even better at having been granted the chance to change a country. Much has changed since we last gathered here, and it has changed because of the resolve and determination of the American people under Bill Clinton's leadership. Under President Bill Clinton, we have forged a new prosperity, putting our financial house in order while restarting the great American jobs machine. We have deepened our ethic of environmental stewardship and redoubled our commitment to protecting God's creation. We have secured our place in the world by helping to bring peace and reconciliation to lands scarred by hatred's savage hand and by speeding the spread of democracy and free markets across the globe. We have moved to redeem the promise of representative democracy by reinventing the processes of self-government to make them work better and cost less. And we have begun the task of restoring faith and responsibility to the American community by keeping our streets safe and our values secure. Under Bill Clinton, the United States of America is not just better off, it's better. Now, 4 years later, we again celebrate a victory. But what we savor much more is the opportunity you have given us once again to lift our country higher still. And from where we stand tonight, we can now see the shimmering rays of light that signal the dawn of the 21st century. We see an America that is preparing and empowering all of its people and giving them opportunities to succeed. We see an America in which success does not depend on how others categorize you, but upon what is in your heart. An America in which talented teachers shepherd dedicated students through the best schools in the entire world, where an 8-year-old can pick up a book and read it on his or her own. An America in which higher education is open to all and affordable by all. From our vantage point tonight, we see an America where every child can connect to the information superhighway and absorb the vast knowledge of a small planet. An America where any person with a good idea and the desire to work can enter the new networked economy and become tomorrow's successful entrepreneur. An America where the greatest scientists in the world continue to make discoveries that change our lives for the better. We see an America where the water is safe and the air is clean, whose national parks continue to thrive and delight our families, whose toxic waste sites are cleaned up, and whose urban brownfields become alive again and green with promise for all our people. From where we stand tonight, we see an America making a transition to a new era, aware of the uncertainties but inspired by the possibilities. We are beginning to see an America scrubbing the stain of cynicism from our national fabric, reinvigorating the civic institutions on which our national health depends. An America motivated not by what divides us, but by what makes us one. And that is why we also see an America where a president of one party and a Congress of another can work together to serve citizens of every party. Let me say a special word to America's young people tonight. This is your nation too. Your claim on it is just as great as those who are older. Please involve yourselves in our democratic process. Add your voices and your talents to our grand experiment in self-government. Ladies and gentlemen, in only a few hours, it will be morning, and across America, from the Shenandoah Valley to Silicon Valley, from Brighton Beach in New York to Oak Street Beach in Chicago, from Tampa Bay to Puget Sound, from the Oval Office in the White House to the kitchen table in your house, the sun will rise on another day in America, another step forward on our national journey. And leading us in that journey will be the man from Hope who tonight becomes a man for history. Prior to this election, in the entire history of our nation, from the presidency of George Washington forward, only 13 people have been elected to 2 straight terms as President of the United States of America. Six of them have been Democrats, one of history's short lists. But tonight, to the names of Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, James Monroe, Andrew Jackson, Woodrow Wilson, and Franklin Delano Roosevelt, we add a seventh name, the name of your president, my friend, President William Jefferson Clinton.
My fellow Americans, thank you for being here. Just 4 years from now, we will enter a new century of great challenge and unlimited possibility. Now, we've got a bridge to build, and I'm ready if you are. Today, the American people have spoken. They have affirmed our course. They have told us to go forward. America has told every one of us, Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, loud and clear, it is time to put politics aside, join together, and get the job done for America's future. In the last 4 years, we've made remarkable progress, but in our schools, our families, our workplaces, and our communities, our journey is not done. My fellow Americans, we have work to do, and that's what this election was all about. I want to say to all of you here and to all of the American people, no words can convey the gratitude I feel tonight for the honor that has been given to me. It is an honor that belongs to many. First, to my family, to my wonderful wife of 21 years. Who from the day I first met her began teaching me that it does take a village to raise our children and build our future. To our daughter Chelsea for understanding the work we have done together, the burdens it has imposed. Today, I went down to the train station to vote in the last election in which I will appear on the ballot. And as I have done in every year since she was born, I took Chelsea to the ballot with me. And as we looked at the ballot together and discussed the issues there, I thank God that I was born an American. I thank the members of my wonderful family who are here, my stepfather, Dick Kelly, my wonderful mother-in-law, Dorothy Rodham, and all the others. And I thank my beloved mother who is smiling up there and said, I never had a doubt. I always knew it would be this way. I thank the friends of my lifetime. There are people who have stood with me through thick and thin, who started with me in grade school and junior and senior high school, in college and all across the years since. Friends who knew me and knew my dreams and stood as a powerful force against those who sought to stop America's progress with the politics of personal destruction. Thank you, my friends. Thank you for what you did for America. I thank the people of my beloved native state. I would not be anywhere else in the world tonight. In front of this wonderful old Capitol that has seen so much of my own life and our state's history, I thank you for staying with me so long, for never giving up, for always knowing that we could do better. I thank the finest vice president this country has ever seen. Because of Al Gore, we have a stronger and more secure relationship with the Democratic Russia. We are exploring the wonders of new technologies for the benefit of America. We are protecting our environment, and we have reinvented America's government so that it does more with less, thanks to his leadership. It is a legacy unique in the history of this republic. I thank Tipper for her friendship, for her crusades on behalf of our children and the mental health of the American people, and for always standing with us, along with her children and her family. I thank the members of our administration, the cabinet members, the members of the White House staff, I thank all those who are part of the permanent service to the president at the White House, the medical staff. I thank especially my Secret Service detail that has been so challenged by a president determined not to be isolated from the American people. I thank the members of our campaign staff, all those who have served in this election and the work you have done. I thank the leaders of our party in the Congress and the state houses. I thank all those who stood for what we believe in these elections today, those who won and those who did not. You did a service to America by raising the things in which we believe, and I thank you all and wish you Godspeed. I want to thank the employees of the nation's government. They have had to do a remarkable job. We have reduced the size of our government to its smallest point since President Kennedy served, and yet they have continued to serve the people better year in and year out. They had to do it in the face of enormous challenges and outright hatred for momentary periods. They had to live with the horror of Oklahoma City and the difficulties that came along the way. But the people who serve us deserve our thanks, and I thank them. I thank those who served this administration and our cause, who are no longer here tonight. And one especially I must thank, my friend and brother, Ron Brown. You're looking down on us, and I know you're smiling too. On a purely personal note, I must thank my pastor, Rex Horn, who prayed with me before I came out here tonight, and all the ministers and people of God who prayed for me and with me over these last 4 years. There were a few especially, and they know who they are, who came to the White House time after time in good times and bad. When the times were bad, they reminded me that God gave St. Paul a thorn in his flesh so he would not become exalted in his own eyes. And that certainly was not a problem for me in the bad times. When the times were good, they reminded me that humility is always in order in the presidency, for in this life we see through a glass darkly and we cannot know the whole truth of our circumstances or the motives of those who oppose us. I thank them all for bringing me closer to God and to the eternal wisdom without which a president cannot serve. I would like to say a special word of thanks to Senator Dole, and I ask you to join me in applause for his lifetime of service to the United States. And I thank Jack Kemp for his service to America and his devotion to the proposition that this is a country in which everyone should have a chance to live free and equal and to have a chance at success. Let me say, I had a good visit with Senator Dole not too long before he went out to speak. I thanked him for his love of our country, for his years of service. I applauded the campaign that he fought so bravely to the very last minute. I thanked him for the work we did together to advance the common cause of America. And on behalf of all Americans, I wish him well and Godspeed. 4 years ago, on these very steps, we set forth on a journey to change the course of America for the better, to keep the American dream alive for everyone willing to work for it, to keep America the world's strongest force for peace and freedom and prosperity, to come together as one American community. The time was one of widespread frustration and doubt about our economic and social problems, about our ability to deal with the vast sweep of change that was all around us. The scope and pace of those changes were threatening to many, and our values seemed to be under attack on all sides. But together, you and I vowed to turn our country around with a strategy to meet our challenges and protect our values, opportunity for all, responsibility from all, an American community of all Americans. We have worked hard to end the politics of who's to blame and instead to ask, what are we going to do to make America better? Tonight, we proclaim that the vital American center is alive and well. It is the common ground on which we have made our progress. Today, our economy is stronger, our streets are safer, our environment is cleaner, the world is more secure, and thank God our nation is more united. To all the men and women across this country who have created our jobs, taught our children, patrolled our streets, and kept America safe throughout our world, I say America's success is your success. This victory is your victory. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now, my fellow Americans, a vast new century lies before us. It will be a time more full of opportunity for people to live out their dreams than any in human history. We have committed this night to continuing our journey, to doing the hard work that will build our bridge to the 21st century, to give the young people here and those all across America the America they deserve, and their children's children. But we have work to do. We have work to do to keep our economy growing steady and strong by balancing the budget while we honor our duties to our families, our parents, and our children, and our duty to pass on to our children the earth God gave us. We have work to do to give all of our children the gift of an education, to make sure every 8-year-old can read, every 12-year-old can log on to the internet, and yes, every single 18-year-old in this country willing to work for it can have a college education. We have work to do to make the permanent underclass in this country a thing of the past, to lift our fellow citizens who are poor from the degradation of welfare dependency to the pride and dignity of work. We have work to do to strengthen our families, to help our parents succeed at home and at work, to keep our children safe from harm in their schools, their streets, their homes, and their communities, to clean up our environment so that our children grow up next to parks, not poison, to tell them that drugs are wrong and illegal and they can kill them, to teach them right from wrong. My fellow Americans, I will do all I can to advance these causes, but all our citizens must do their part to continue the upsurge of personal responsibility that in the last 4 years has brought crime to a 10-year low, child support collections to an all-time high, and reduced the welfare rolls. Will you help me do that? We must do it together. We must make our democracy stronger by enacting real bipartisan campaign finance reform. Talk is no longer enough. We must act and act now, and the American people will be watching the leaders of both parties to see who is willing not just to talk but to act. I am willing to act, and I ask others to join me. And we must keep America the world's indispensable nation, finishing the unfinished business of the Cold War, meeting the new threats to our security through terrorism and the proliferation of dangerous weapons, and seizing these extraordinary opportunities to extend our values of peace and democracy and prosperity. Every American here tonight and every American within the sound of my voice can take pride in the fact that in these last few years, for the first time in all of human history, a majority of the human beings living on this globe live under democracies where the people rule. The challenges we face, they're not Democratic or Republican challenges, they're American challenges. What we know from the budget battles of the last 2 years and from the remarkable success of the last few weeks of this Congress is the lesson we have learned for the last 220 years. What we have achieved as Americans of lasting good, we have achieved by working together. So let me say to the leaders of my Democratic Party and the leaders of the Republican Party, it is time to put country ahead of party. We do not know the final outcome of the congressional elections, but we know this. The races are close. The American people have been closely divided. The Congress, whatever happens, will be closely divided. They are sending us a message. Work together. Meet our challenges. Put aside the politics of division and build America's community together. On this beautiful night, when we have shared so much joy and so much music and so much laughter and so much pride, it is hard for me to believe that it was 23 years ago when I first began to go to the people of Arkansas to ask for their support. The most lasting and important thing that I have learned in all those 23 fleeting years is this. When we are divided, we defeat ourselves. But when we join our hands and build our families and our communities and our country, America always wins. What we need to do is to do the work of America the way we seek to do the work of raising our children and doing our work and supporting our religious institutions and our community institutions. If we would simply be Americans the way we seek to live in all of our other roles, there is no stopping America. Our best days are still ahead. And so, I say, when we look into our hearts and simply ask what is right for the American people and the future of our children, when we set aside our differences and build on our shared values of faith and family and work, when we roll up our sleeves and work together, America always wins. And my fellow Americans, America is going to keep winning these next 4 years. Let me say that, as all of you here from my native state know, I believe this and I have tried to live by it because there is no person in America who has been given more gifts than I have. There is no person in America tonight who feels more humble in the face of this victory than I do. 50 years ago, when I was born in a summer storm to a widowed mother in a small town in the southwest part of our state, it was unimaginable that someone like me could have ever become president of the greatest country in human history. It has been, for me, a remarkable journey, not free of failure, but full of adventure and wonder and grace. I have worked hard to serve, but I did not get here on my own. Every step along the way, for these last 23 years and long before, there was a teacher, a doctor, a neighbor, a parent, a friend, a wife, a daughter, who always had time to care, who always tried to give me instruction and encouragement, and who never gave up. I got here tonight, my fellow Americans, because America gave me a chance. That is what all the children of America deserve. Our people have to give them the tools to give them not a guarantee, but that real chance to live up to their God-given potential. And I ask you to join me in that commitment. Every child deserves the main chance that I was given. And so I say, again, let us resolve to run our country the way we try to run our lives. Whether you are of the party of Thomas Jefferson or the party of Abraham Lincoln, whether you're an independent or unaffiliated, remember that we all belong to the greatest nation in history. To us, much has been given and much is still expected. We must rise to the challenge of building that bridge to the 21st century. Tonight is a night for joy, not just for us here, but for all Americans. For the 53rd time in our history, our people have made their quiet and deliberate decision. They have come together with their powerful voice and expressed their will. Tonight we celebrate the miracle of America. Tomorrow we greet the dawn and begin our work anew. I am more grateful than I can say. You have given me an opportunity and a responsibility that comes to few people. I will do my best, and together we will build that bridge to the 21st century. Thank you. Good night.